Pasuk Aleph, the word Bishanoisoi, the word is Milirah, the main accent is on the last syllable. This verb is from Binyan P'el, and the Shoresh is Shin Nun Hei. The word Ta'amoi has a Shivonoch under the ayin. The word Vayigor Shehu, there is a Shivonoch under the resh, Vayigor Shehu. The word is Vayelach, with a patach under the lamed, Vayelach. It is at the Soif Pasuk. However, when the word is used in the middle of a Pasuk, the word generally is Vayelech, and the word Vayelech is Mil'el. Pasuk Beis. The word Avorecha, the Shiva under the Reish, is a Shiva No. And there is a Meseg after the Vase, Avorecha. Also the words Tehilasoi Befi. Notice there is a Dagesh Kal in the Beis of Befi. Ordinarily, it should have been taken out, because the previous word ends with a Vav, and we know if the previous word ends with Aleph, Hey, Vav, or Yud, it has the power to pull out the Dagesh Kal. However, in this case, since Befi is a one-syllable word, and the first two letters are Beis and Fe, two letters from Beged Kefes, there is a special rule that the Dagesh Kal will be put back in, and it becomes Befi. Tehilasoi Befi. Pasuk Dalid. The word is Gadilu. Gadilu Lashem Iti. There is a Dagesh Chazak in the Dalid. Dalid is a Shiva No. This is a verb from Binyan P'el, where the middle root letter receives a Dagesh Chazak. Pasuk Zayin. The word Shomea. This word appears at a Hefsek. The word is Ovar. It is the same as Shoma. He heard. However, at a Hefsek, it becomes Shomea. And this verb is from Binyan Kal. The Ibn Ezra writes that this word is comparable to the word Ohev in Parshas Toledos. In reference to Yitzchak, where the pasuk states Ve'e'ese oisom mat'amim le'avicha ka'asher ohev. The word ordinarily is ohav, but at a hefsek it is ohev. Similarly, the word ordinarily is shoma, but behefsek it is shomea. Pasuk Ches, li rei of. There is no nekuda under the yud. Li, re, of. We know that when a word begins with a yud shiva is, as yire of, when a prefix is added, and in this case the lamed, the yud loses its shiva, and the lamed gets a chirik. Li, re, of. The word vayichal tzeim. Under the lamed there's a shiva no, a Dagesh Chazak in the Lamed, since it is a verb from Binyan P'el. Pasuk Tes. The word Ta'amu. Under the Ayin, there is a Chataf Patach, which has a din of a Shvano. And we try to say a little bit of the Patach with it. Ta'amu. And this is different from the first Pasuk, where we had the word Ta'amoi, where the Ayin had a Shiva Noch. It's more difficult to pronounce that word since it is a guttural letter with a Shiva Noch. Pasuk Yud, the word Yeru. It is a one-syllable word. The Aleph is silent. The Sheresh is Yud Reish Aleph, meaning to fear. And this is not to be confused with the word Yir. Ooh, they will see. Yeru in this pasuk means fear is a tzivui. Pasuk Yud Aleph. The word roshu is milra on the last syllable. The chidush in this is that even though it is an ayin vav verb, and we know ayin vav verbs, the main accent is at the beginning, like komu and shavu. So the question is, why wasn't this roshu? Al pi misoira, it is roshu. That is the answer given. Al pi misoira, this word is roshu. Vidoi rishay. The resh has a shiva no. Vidoi rishay. Pasuk yud beis. Shim'u li. You must say this slowly or else it sounds like shim'u. You must hear the ayin. Shim'u li. Yudalid. Nitzor l'shoinecha. The nun has a shiva no. Nitzor l'shoinecha. The word meira. The word is not meira. The word is meira. Nitzor l'shoinecha meira. Not nitzor l'shoinecha meira. The word midaber. The dalet has a dogesh chazak since the letter nun is dropped. The word should have been min daber and became midaber. Mirma. The word is not mirma. The word is mirma. It is milra. Pasuk tezvav. Bakesh shalom. Make sure you say the shin that ends the word bakesh and the shin that begins the word shalom. The word viradfehu, the komatz under the resh is a komatz katan, viradfehu, and it would be a shvanoch according to the Shitas HaRishonim, but according to the Shitas HaRazah, the Razah would say that this word is viradifehu, and his reason being is since the fey does not have a dogesh in it, a dogesh kal, then the dalid would be a shivano. But that is only according to the Shitas HaRazah. Pasuk Tes Zayin. The word is shav o som. The word is not shavosom. Do not leave out the ayin. Shav o som. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ba'oisei ra. The main accent on the word ba'oisei is on the ayin. Since this is a nasoig ochor, the word ra pushed back the main accent from the sin to the ayin. Pasuk Yud Ches, the word hitzilom, there is a dogesh chazak in the tzadi. Since one letter of the shorish is missing, the shorish is nun, tzadi, lamid, and the nun was dropped. The words dakei ruach, you have to be careful, the word is dakei and not dakei. Pasuk chaf aleph, the word is achas, not achas. The word is achas. We say Yom Kippur, achas va'achas. We do not say achas va'achas. It's supposed to be achas va'achas. Pasuk chaf beis, v'soyne'e tzadik, v'soyne'e shvono under the nun. The word yeshomu. The shiva under the aleph is a shiva noch. Yeshomu. Try to say this word slowly so you can get some kind of a sound out of the aleph. This completes the Diktuk comments.